Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hey, let's go, y'all. Let's go, y'all. Here we go. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That number again is 818-301-5834. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. I know that now is we're past tax time, and you guys have filed your extensions and all those who didn't file before the deadline. But if you're having IRS issues and you've gotten an IRS letter, please call the professionals at CPA on Duty. They may be able to help you with your problem with the IRS. You can call them at 770-732-0244. And don't forget to let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Now, guys, today looks like it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. Now, we're headed for 90-degree weather towards the end of the week. But these next today and tomorrow and all is going to be excellent days. I don't see any rain in sight, but who knows, you know, what goes on there. But no rain in sight for the next few days. And I think this weekend is going to be excellent for the Memorial Day holiday. All right? But, again, as always, I tell you guys to be very, very careful, okay? Be careful all the time, but especially on holiday weekends. If you're traveling somewhere or where have you, please be as careful as you can. I say that all the time. I tell my daughter that all the time because you have to look out for the other guy, okay? You have to be on alert for the other guy because a lot of times people aren't, you know, we got these cell phones now where you can text back and forth, and people do that, you know, regardless of what they say about not texting and driving, but people do it all the time, and it leads, and it could lead into something it's very bad. And if you're not looking out for that other person who's texting and driving, you know, they'll crash right into your car or whatever. Okay? So watch out for that. Now, we've been doing something different on the show the last few days or so. And I've been putting a word out there every day, a new word, and its meaning. Okay? And today's word that coincides with today's episode is called love. Today's word is love, L-O-V-E, love. Okay? This is going to be a great show today. And I see a lot of people just now joining the show. Welcome. Love is our word for today. Love as a noun means an intense feeling of deep affection. Okay? A deep romantic or sexual attachment to someone. Personified figure of love often represented as Cupid. That's love, okay? And love is also a great interest and pleasure in something, okay? A love for football, a love for music, a love for guns, a love for bicycling, a love for... like myself, a love for my show, a love for talking to people. I love to talk to people. I love to make new friends. Also, love means a formula for ending an affectionate letter, okay? A formula for ending an affectionate letter. And could be take care, lots of love, okay? That's, you know, I mean, another, you know, they got a million definitions of love in here because it's very general, okay? The next definition says a person or thing that one loves, okay? So in the verb of love, love as a verb means feel a deep romantic or sexual attachment to someone, like very much, find pleasure in, okay? That's the verb definition of love. But we're going to talk about the noun definition of love, okay, in today's show. And remember, love is an intense feeling of deep affection, okay? Now, I got a question on yesterday, and the question was, can you turn love on and off like a light switch? A man or a woman, turn love on and off. Now, myself, I've been married over 25 years, and I've been with my wife for over 30 years, okay? We were high school sweethearts, and we ended up getting married after college, okay? So that's been a long journey of love. And don't forget, now, everyone has their ups and downs. Now, everyone probably has, if you've been with your mate or your wife or whatever, or your spouse for a long time, you've had your ups and downs, right? But the love is still there. Although we have problems, everyone has problems, you know. And so, but the love is still there. Okay, so opinion of this, and I tell you my opinion again because saying my opinion, there's nothing that's scientific or anything like that. It's just my opinion. So hopefully you guys won't send me all these emails and things like that about this. Okay, this is my opinion. You call into the show and give me your opinion at 818-301-5834. So what I'm saying is, my opinion is that you cannot turn love on and off like a switch, okay? Now, we were being argued down that you can't, I can wake up in the morning and tell a young lady that I was with last night that's in, laying here in bed with me, that we woke up together, we spent the night together, we woke up together the next morning, or your wife, you woke up the next morning and say, turn and look at her and say, I don't love you anymore. You know, we got to call this thing off. Okay? That doesn't happen. It does not happen like that. Now, it may happen over time where you're doing different stuff, you may be seeing someone else on the side, whether it's your wife or your girlfriend or what have you, you may be seeing someone else on the side. And I'm talking from a man's point of view, but it's also a lady's point of view as well, as far as the love goes. And if that's different for some of you ladies that's listening, call in and tell me. Call in and let me know. So I'll know that. So I'll get some more knowledge. But what I'm saying is that from a man's point of view, okay, you fall in love with someone, you can't just turn around in the morning and say, I'm not in love with you anymore. You know, kick rocks, go on and do whatever you want to do. I'm going my way, you go yours. That doesn't happen. And the reason it doesn't happen, but it can happen, but it happens over time. Y'all with me? What I'm saying is that if you've been seeing someone else on the side, okay, and now you're starting to have feelings for this other person, and they're getting stronger and stronger, because if you're seeing someone else on the side, you're not feeling the way you feel about your person at home. You're not feeling the same way about that person at home. Okay? You may try to mask it somehow while you're, you know, bouncing back and forth. You'll try to mask it with the person at home. But you know in your mind that you're starting to have big feelings for this other person that you're dealing with on the side. So over time, as you deal with that person on the side, if you guys are clicking or what have you, or you're, you know, got some similar interests and all this stuff, then over time, yeah, you probably will fall out of love person that you're with in the beginning. Okay? So as you do fall out of love, and as you make the decision to go with someone else, the person on the side, then, yeah, you'll wake up one morning and turn to the person you've been with all this time and say, you know, I don't love you anymore. We got to call it quits. Now, that can happen. But it if you're not seeing someone on the side and you are in love with the person you're with, then no, I don't think it's possible to wake up in the morning, look at that person and say, I'm not in love with you anymore. We got to call it quits. It just doesn't happen like that. The feelings of love doesn't happen like that. You can't fall in and out of love at the drop of a hat. Okay? You know, like I said, people may go out there and start to see other people on the side. And as time goes on, as you having, you know, maybe, you know, sexual intercourse with someone else on the side, or you're, you know, you're kissing them and you're taking them to dinner, and you guys start to get intimate, very intimate with each other, and it's something that you both like, then, yeah, you'll start to fall out of love with the person that you're with. And another thing is that if you are doing that on the side, and you are starting to fall out of love with the person that you're with, then by all means, you should go ahead and let that person know what's going on. Because the longer you hold that, the longer that you play back and forth, you're bouncing this ball back and forth, that other person starts to think that something's going on in your relationship. Women can sense it. Men can sense it. So instead of hurting people to the core, which you probably will anyway, because you guys have been together all this time, and she's still in love with you, but because you've been doing things on the side, now you're not in love with her anymore. Turn that around, and you put the woman in the situation where she's doing things on the side, and the man is not, and the woman comes and say, I'm not in love with you anymore, and the same thing happens. You hurt that man to the core. You hurt that woman to the core, and they may never get over. I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. caller. You're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead with your comment.
Hey, Mr. Williams, how are you today?
Doing great.
I just don't understand your argument. It sounds like you're saying the only way people fall out of love is that they got somebody else. That's what you're saying? That's the only way people fall out of love is they got another person in their life?
Not the only way, but I would tell you that's usually the way it happens.
Mm-hmm. I would say they fell out of love when they first decided to step outside of their relationship. They was already out of love. I don't think it happened. You know, if that's the case, if somebody decided to step outside their relationship, then I don't think they love the person because you know you're gonna hurt them if they find out. But I don't think that's the only reason people fall out of love. I mean, sometimes people love themselves more than they love the other person. So if the other person is not giving them what they need, they don't need a third party in there to make them feel better. They just want to love themselves, and I think that they can leave a relationship. I think that's a big assumption to say that they have to have somebody else to leave the person they're with.
Well, so they weren't in love anyway. They were just in love with themselves. We're not talking about that. We're talking about them, you being in love with a person. We're not talking about loving yourself.
Maybe it's hurtful.
I mean,
love.
If they love themselves,
love
then they
somebody.
Weren't.
Yeah, somebody, you could be in love with somebody, and then the person you're in love with is not good for you. So you finally wake up and realize that. That doesn't mean that you had somebody else that you was ready to run into their arms. I mean, you just realize that person not good for you, even though y'all was in love. You don't think that ever happens?
I mean, it may happen. I'm sure that is a case that has happened. But I'm saying that usually it's something else. It's something like being with someone else on the side.
Okay.
That's just,
all right, sir. I'm going to grab another
that's
call.
That's just how I think.
Okay, I just wanted to chime in on it. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, no problem. And so, you know, and I appreciate the caller. I mean, I think she has a valid point that, you know, that may be true, that what she was saying as far as you know, realizing that person is not the person for you. I mean, you can be in love with someone, and I believe that. You can be in love with someone, and that person is not in love with you. Now, that's a problem, right? That's a problem. And hopefully you will you'll pick up on that before it goes as far as marriage and things like that. Hopefully you will. But a lot of times, you know, that doesn't happen. A lot of men and women tell people things that they don't mean, okay? They may tell someone that they love them just to get involved with them for different reasons. It may be money. It may be a career, you know, it could be a gamut of things that make them say things that they don't mean, okay? Someone can say that they're in love with you and they're not really in love with you. They just may be in love with what you can do for them, right? Or it may just be lust. Okay, there is, you know, such thing as lust where, you know, you lust for that person and, you know, the intimacy is all, you know, fireworks and all this, but that's not love, okay? So there, I'm sure there are a lot of variables to this, but the one that I think of most is having someone else outside of your relationship, having another partner outside of your primary relationship. And over time, if you continue to deal with that person, you know, yeah, you will wake up one morning and say you'll make a decision that you're not in love with that person anymore and you want out of the relationship. And, you know, sometimes now, at the same time, I've seen it happen as well, that you make that harsh decision, and then you start to go to the, you know, to the other side that you thought was going to be terrific, and it turns out to be a failure, okay? And then they come running back on their hands and knees. Oh, Andy, I made a bad. I just, you know, I don't know what happened to me. You know, I got mixed up with this thing, and, you know, it took over me. You know, and I couldn't handle it. It was like a drug, and I had to have it. But, you know, things like that happen. And you know, it's up to you to accept that person back or not accept that person back. And it's just a big part that you've taken out of your life that probably shouldn't have happened. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Thank the caller for calling in. And hey, I'm out of time, but join me tomorrow where I have a up-and-coming comedian. MC Peaches is going to be on the show tomorrow. She opened up for Mike Epps like 2 weekends ago, May 10th, down at the Fox. She opened up for Mike Epps. So she's going to be here on the show tomorrow. Join the show 10:30 a.m. now. Call in early because I'm sure all my lines are going to fill up fast. But join the show tomorrow 10:30 a.m. Take care, guys, and take care of yourselves. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hour. Good day.
Have been the kind of person that you really are now.